Hey guys, this is Velvet Sky, and you're listening to What's on Fight on the Trending Topics Network.
All right, fight fans, welcome to What's on Fight, the podcast that reviews randomly all the great combat sports you can fight on the Fight TV app. I am the one and only Mr. Fourth Row, and my co-host is here with me, Mr. Finn Fish. Finn, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Just ready to rock and roll, you know, one of these early recordings I love so much.
Like I keep saying, there's only one specific AM in Las Vegas, and it's not the one that the rest of the world is used to. But today, we are doing our subset of what's on, or who's on fight instead of what's on fight, and we have Nanny AC from my local promotion, Rocky Mountain Pro. Nanny, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on today, guys.
Thank you for joining us. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, of course. This is my first podcast, so I'm pretty stoked.
All right, great. We're glad to have you on. So let's we really kind of start at the beginning. So how did you get started interested in being a pro wrestler, and what were your kind of influences of doing that, maybe growing up, and all that kind of stuff?
Well, I didn't have, like, the typical, you know, I wanted to do it since I was a little kid type of, dream story, but I, watched it growing up with my cousins, and my family is, and I love my family to death, and they've been very, supportive through all of this, but, they didn't like it. My dad would not let me watch it at home, so it was more of just when I was at my cousin's house, and beat up on each other and, you know, watch John Cena, because I'm only 21, so it was, you know, a little bit of the Attitude Era and then most of the 2000s stuff. So we kind of hang out, and then I stopped watching it completely because I wasn't allowed to at home. So I went to college for a film degree in Phoenix, and one day I was just, like, sitting in my dorm room, and I was watching TV, just scrolling, and WWE was on. It was Raw. And I was like, hey, I used to watch this all the time. Like, this stuff's awesome. So I started watching it again. And I became obsessed again. And then kind of realized what else goes into the awesome world of wrestling. And my friends used to joke. They'd say, you're not going to drop out to be a wrestler, are you? And I'm like, no, that's stupid. Why would I ever do that? And and then I wrote a paper, actually, on it, about how wrestling for entertainment purposes is the best sport on TV. And I basically convinced myself that that's where I was supposed to go. So I called my mom in my freshman year in college and said, hey, you know, I know you spent thousands of dollars, but I'm going to drop out and I'm going to come to Colorado and be a wrestler. So, that's kind of my little story of how I got back into wrestling and how I decided I'm just going to do it, you know? Now or never, I'm young.
Well, now seeing how far you've gone in the short amount of time, because you've only been wrestling for maybe a little over a year?
Yeah.
Is that correct?
It's been a year now. I debuted the beginning of October. No, actually, I debuted at Milestone last year.
Okay.
So, yeah, just a little over a year, really.
So, what I was going to say, what I was going to ask in conjunction with that was, so how does your dad in particular feel about it now, seeing how far you've progressed, and does he watch your matches, things of that nature?
So, my mom always watches. She always watches the live feeds, and then she watches Charged, but she doesn't understand how to really use her phone very well, so I have to send her all the links for her to download, and she can watch it. But my dad really wanted nothing to do with it, never talked to me about it, knew I was moving out to Denver, and he just recently came and watched one. They came and watched me live for the first time about a month ago. the Charge Season 2 first taping and gave me a big hug afterwards and told me, you know, that he was really proud of me and that he's sorry he didn't really support me through it all and that he thinks it's pretty cool now, so.
Well, great. Well, what you need to do now, I guess with your mom and your dad, is just tell them to download the Fight TV app and do a search for Rocky Mountain Pro, bookmark it, and that's the easy way to go. If they have a smart TV, they can stream it to their television and things of that nature. So just kind of a little cheap plug, so.
Yeah, no, exactly. And they just got a TV, too. So I'm actually home with my parents right now, and so they've been having me show them easier ways to access this cool world of wrestling.
And when you were watching wrestling, you know, when you're younger, who were some of the people you liked at that time?
I was pretty much the typical Mark. I like John Cena. I like Randy Orton. And then you know, when I started rewatching things, or my brother-in-law, actually, it was his family that I would watch it with. They just lived right down the street. You know, we'd watch pay-per-views and stuff, and obviously the Hardy Boys were awesome with Lita. So, I didn't really watch many of the girls' matches, to be honest, because they didn't really watch them that much, you know. They would just watch little snippets here and there, and then we'd play, like, the WWE video games, and then we'd go on the tramp and beat each other up, and so I didn't really get to grow up watching a lot of women's wrestling. It wasn't until I was older that I just became obsessed with women's wrestling. Obviously, like, all the Total Divas thing out on E! Network was a huge deal, so it was like, oh, like, those girls are really cool. I guess I can start watching that, and then I was like, holy cow, there's independent wrestling, like, there's all these girls wrestling all over the world that people don't even realize are out there, so.
Yeah, and you speak about independent wrestling, you got to watch some. Who do you like there, or women or men, do you like in independent wrestling?
I really like, so I watched the last season of Tough Enough. My sister has been, like, super supportive through all of this. Took me to my tryout and everything at Mercury Pro Wrestling Academy, and so I would go over to her house on, it was Tuesdays, and we'd watch Tough Enough together, and I really liked Chelsea Green. I thought she was awesome, and then when she started working with TNA, you know, as Laurel Van Ness, I just think that her work is hilarious. She can tell the story, but she is a really great wrestler. Like, it's just fun to watch everything she does, and, like, I don't know if you guys are watching right now. No, it's on Fight, so, how she has, you know, the crazy bride character right now.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm watching, yeah.
Yeah, she's, she cracks me up, I'm gonna be honest. You know, she's out there looking sloppy, but she's still able to do things safely, so I think it's cool. That's why she's the one that, like, catches my eye right now. Just like in the past few weeks, I've been watching a lot of her stuff. I really like the Japanese wrestlers as well. I cannot pronounce their names. But the whole Stardom world is really awesome right now as well, I think.
So. Yeah, I know what you're speaking of. I get that. So when I seen this interview and then scrolling up that we're going to interview you, the first question I wanted to ask you is, how did you get your name? That is a kind of slightly a weird name to me.
It is. So, you know, Vince Russo writes for Rocky Mountain Pro, who they're my home promotion, trained at Mercury Pro Wrestling Academy, and was going to trainings on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and Vince is there. You know, he's helping us one-on-one build our character. And he goes, so what do you do, you know, outside of wrestling? And I was a nanny. I love kids. I love family. I'm a really big family girl. So nannying was, like, really easy for me because I just got to hang out with kids all day and I genuinely enjoy it. And he goes, oh my gosh, like, you should be a nanny. That's your gimmick. And I was like, all right, let's do it. And he goes, but I want you to be like a mean nanny. And I don't know if you can tell, that was kind of hard for me because that's not who I am at all. I am not a rude, mean person, especially to kids. I love kids. So for a few months, I was working on promos with Vince, and he was like, well, you're going to be this awesome nanny. And he's like, do you have, like, a name? And I was like, well, I guess Nanny AC. And I think Matt Yaden helped me come up with it. We were just having dinner one night after training. And he was like, just use your initials, Nanny AC. So I was like, okay. So I told Vince, kind of stuck with it. And I wasn't really going to, you know, debut on Charge for a while. But we had an instance where they needed another girl. And they said, you know what, Amanda, like, you're ready. You just go out there. So basically, it was a name that I was just kind of toying with. Just toying with my character. And I just got thrown out, so it just stuck, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, definitely. So, you know, so I don't know if you had a chance to listen to our review of when we reviewed Rocky Mountain Pro, but my co-hosts kind of poked fun at your name a little bit. I don't know if you caught that or not. Did you?
I heard rumors.
Yeah, I got a lot of heat with Rocky Mountain Pro.
That's all right. That's okay with me.
No, I was thinking of like a nanny AC, like as in like adult children, which makes sense. But I'm like, oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
Now I know the story. It makes a little bit. It makes sense. It's like who names a kid nanny?
Yeah. Well, and that's just it too. Everyone always asks me, you know, what does the AC stand for? And I'm like, it's just my initials, my real name. So yeah. Nothing big and spectacular or a cool story. Even it was just kind of thrown out there and. And that's what they know me by now, so.
So, we kind of glossed over a little bit, but, so how did you, kind of get actually involved in the, Mercury Pro Wrestling Training Academy? How did you find it and get started and all that kind of stuff?
So I was actually going to move to Florida originally. I moved back home with my parents, to save up to move. To go to the Wild Samoan School in Florida. And I was working as a nanny and saving up money. And I was like, you know what? If there's a school closer, I just should go to that. You know, and if for some reason it's not a very great school or I'm not getting opportunities that I really want to get, I can always go out to Florida later in life. But I looked it up, and it was the first thing that popped up was Mercury Pro Wrestling Academy, which, when I was in Phoenix, I looked up schools in Colorado, and that nothing had popped up. So I was a little confused. So I went to their Facebook page and emailed Matt, and kid you not, I want to say like 10 minutes later, I get a call, and I'm like, who the heck is this? You know, and I answer, and he's like, hi, you know, and I'm like, hey. He's all, this is Matt Yaden, with Mercury Pro Wrestling Academy. And I was like, oh, hey, you know, how are you doing? So then he's letting me know about it, invited me out for a tryout, went out there, and I absolutely loved it. I felt like, personally, I'm a spiritual person, so I felt like that was really where I was supposed to go, because it just kind of fell into place easily. And it was only 4 hours away from the home I grew up in, so, ever since I went out for the tryout, I just fell in love with the people, what they stood for. Rocky Mountain Pro at that time was NRW, and I loved their shows. I loved everyone. Everyone's work I thought was really good. It was really fun to watch. So I would travel out for weekend shows while I was still living with my parents and would help out as much as I could before I made the move out, just to really make sure it's what I wanted to do. And I wouldn't want to have trained anywhere else. Or continue training anywhere else.
And, well, very cool. Yeah.
Ahead. Part of you say you did a lot of training. What do you think was like the hardest thing to do while you were training?
I'm not gonna lie. I was a puker when I first started training. I threw up my tryout, but I went back out there. I was like, oh gosh, you know. I'm looking like an idiot out here, but probably the hardest part for me is rolling around. And like, I'm not used to that. I played lacrosse and softball, so I wasn't used to, you know, the whole wrestling, even changing levels really quick or rolling around doing back rolls, front rolls, just to get control under your body. And then having to be able to execute moves and bump and just getting tossed around. I think that was probably the hardest part for me, was getting used to basically just rolling around. It was hard.
Okay. And you say you like you're doing some training down there. Who did you train under? Any particular wrestlers we know?
Yeah, so obviously Mercury, Matt Yaden, is the owner over there.
Yeah.
And Hoodlum and Anaya helped me tremendously. Stephen Ashburn, Mario Vanger, pretty much those guys that really were there for the very beginning of that school opening, have done nothing but help me tremendously. I've learned so much from everyone there. Tyler Stinson, before he moved back to Kansas, they helped me a lot and continue to help me. You know, if I ever, when I have a match and when we go have dinner afterwards, I'm always like, hey, you know, Hoodie or Naya, like, what the heck can I do better? Like, what was up with that? And then we're at training and everyone there actually takes the time to explain things to you and explain to you, like, don't do that again, that's stupid, and here's why it's stupid, or, hey, that's really cool, continue doing that. And so it's really nice to feel like they genuinely care about your success in the business.
Yeah, I imagine that's a really good feeling. At least they, you know, want to see you progress instead of just holding you down or whatever.
Yeah.
And
ahead. I was going to say, so far, who have been your favorite opponents to work with, your favorite tag team partners, and maybe a possible dream match? Maybe Laura Van Ness? You know, I did call her out on Twitter. She did say that she has some open dates, and I said, RMP. So maybe her?
Yeah, I would love to work with her, honestly. But as far as my favorite opponents go, I'm always going to have a special place in my heart for Ally Gatto, because she's my first, you know, opponent out there, and it was quite a bloody match. I love working her. Obviously, there's not very many girls over here in Colorado, so I work Unholy Trinity and Ally Gatto a lot, Aria Aurora, and Daisy. I have to say my favorite tag partners I've ever had, though, were Mario Vanger and Royce Isaacs. I forgot to shout out Royce, because he has helped me a lot, too. When he was in Japan, he sent me a lot of different matches to watch, because he thought that I could use some stuff from those matches. So working with him was really fun as well, in the ring as a tag partner.
And that was the, was that the, match at the, art museum a few months ago?
Yeah, that was.
That was fun.
Yeah, that was a really cool atmosphere, that's for sure. It's different, but people loved it.
Now, right now in your, current state, how do you feel you're doing within Rocky Mountain Pro?
Within Rocky Mountain Pro, I think I'm doing pretty good. There's always room for improvement, though. I don't think I'm the best wrestler out there, and I don't think that, you know, I tell the best stories, and I always think that there's something wrong with every one of my matches, just because I want to be one of the best one day. And so you can never really be satisfied when you want to keep learning. And, I think that's what has made it so fun, is I enjoy every match that I have and I love what I'm doing. But at the end of the day, there's always something to work on. So it's like, it's a never ending journey. That's what I like about it. I feel like I'm never going to stop learning being a professional wrestler.
So recently I've seen that you've actually gotten into some other promotions, NWL, for example, and Primos and, Lucha Libre and Laughs. How's that been actually working in other promotions? Is it a little scary? Is it just like amazing that you're so new to this that you're already getting into those other promotions? How's that been?
For the local promotions, so the ones in Colorado, I have to be honest, I wasn't too nervous just because I've heard, you know, great things about them and everyone else works for them too, and the promoters have been nothing but nice to me. But when, you know, I was contacted by Derek Stone for NWL, I was like, holy cow, like that's kind of far away and I've never been there before and I don't really know anyone out there. But as nerve-wracking as it was, it's like, it's an amazing experience, and I do feel very grateful that at such a young age I have, especially a young age in the business itself, just, you know, like you said, over a year in, I've been able to meet so many of these great people who I have, you know, genuinely connected with and have contacts with now, like Derek Stone, and that honestly is because of where I've been trained at, you know. Matt Yaden and Hoodie have made great names for themselves professionally and how they handle things, and other companies see that, and so when they hear you're trained by them, and, you know, if they ask them how you are and how you were trained, and they say nothing but nice things about you, you know, you have to be thankful for that as well, because they did all the hard work. Now I just have to get on my phone and answer a message here and there instead of, you know, having to do as much as they had to when they were a year in and stuff.
Yeah. So have you had any tryouts with any of the bigger companies yet or anything like that?
No, not yet. I'm really interested in, the whole Rise program, you know, Shimmer.
Yes.
All women's league. So I think that's really cool. Hopefully trying to get out there. Probably not this next one, but, the one after that. I think they're coming back to California, if I remember correctly. Probably go out there. I did a seminar with Brutal Bob Evans and loved it, loved him. So been trying to get out to a Ring of Honor tryout as well. They just announced one, I believe, in July. And then he also had the super camp that I'm looking forward to going to in August.
Okay, sounds like, you know, you got your stuff planned out very well, which is great. I think that's pretty awesome.
Trying to. You know, things come up, but always trying to do new things and get myself out there, meet new people, so.
Now, I wasn't the St. Louis promotion, what was that one called again? The NLW? Right?
NWL as well. NWL St. Louis.
Is that the one they changed your name at?
Yeah, I wrestled for NWL Kansas City, and they used my real name for the first match that I was in.
Okay, I was wondering what they changed your name to. I always find that funny that the promotion changes people's names, but
yeah, they do. It's just an exclusive promotion, so they like to keep things their own, which I don't mind.
They used
my real name, which is Amanda Cole. Out there, so if you look that up, that's how you'll see me. You won't see me as Nanny AC. But really, my character never changes. Still just the kind of a goofball who loves to wrestle and loves people, so.
So, this is kind of my fun question of our interviews. So, besides Rocky Mountain Pro, Have you had a chance to explore the Fight TV app? And if so, what are your favorite other promotions to enjoy on the Fight TV app?
Yeah, I like watching Ring of Honor on there and TNA, just because I'm really, like I said, I really am enjoying what they're doing over at TNA right now. I know a lot of people would disagree with me, but that's okay. Everyone has their own likes about wrestling. Let's see if there's anything else. I'm trying to think. No, really. I've just been watching that and a lot of, you know, Lucha Underground, which is on Netflix.
Uh-oh. you just hit a home run with my co-host there.
Did I?
Yes. Yeah. Tell her why, Finn.
I host my own Lucha Underground show called Luchat, where I chat all about Lucha Underground. So.
Heck yeah, that's awesome.
Yes.
Yeah, I got into it, obviously, Marty the Moth, met him. He came out here and wrestled for Rock Mountain Pro. So when he was, like, telling me about it, and Chavo Guerrero, I also met him at a seminar. So I was like, oh, I'm going to start watching it. And the girls out there are awesome. So it's a lot of the Stardom girls now have been signed over with Lucha. And, yeah.
That's awesome. That's one of my favorite promotions. Maya is my favorite promotion to watch since I do cover it the most. But that's very good. I mean, you know, I know you have to watch wrestling for a different purpose, but like you say, people may bag on TNA, but I think you're watching it to study it versus watching it for pure enjoyment.
Yes, exactly. And especially I'm going to be honest, if I were to be in, you know, Chelsea Green's place or Laurel Van Ness's place and they're like, hey, you have to be like this crazy Bridezilla now, I would probably struggle with it a lot, and it doesn't seem like she does. And so I really like watching, you know, different things that she does to make her character pop. Because we all want to be great wrestlers, and that's done in the ring, but you also have to be able to tell a story and be a character, which is what I think is a really hard part for me personally.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And I bet that's something that I bet that when you've had one-on-ones with Vince Russo, that he's really emphasizes with you all.
Yes.
Telling the stories.
Yeah. Yep. That's his specialty. He tells crazy stories, man. Allie tried to run me over with a car, but it told a story.
Yeah, I imagine you say they're crazy stories are out there. It broadens your horizons of acting and doing different things where you see some promotions just wrestle, all right, next wrestle. And the stories, I imagine, help you get, you know, learn a little bit more, learn a lot of different things besides just going in the ring and telling the story.
Yeah, there's so much more than just the in-ring work, really. We do a lot of vignettes and we do a lot of promos and that help tell the story, a lot of behind the scenes stuff that, you know, our live audience doesn't get to see, but when you watch it on Fight, you get to see it. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah, I say that all the time as like, you know, of course, you know, full disclosure, of course, I get to see, I'm there at the live events, but and it's great seeing that, but then when everything is mixed together, it just, it's amazing. So, I mean, I, for example, I just can't wait to see season 2 come out, you know, and I try to keep the down low from what I've seen until it actually shows up on Fight, you know, with Twitter and everything. So I was like, yeah, you guys just have to tune in when it actually premieres. So yeah, it's great seeing those backstage segments, completed and you know, fitted into what actually happens during the live wrestling tapings. So.
Yeah, exactly.
So you guys can't give no spoilers out for the next season, season 2? see why Rocky Mountain Pro has heat with me.
I don't really know. It's not too, there's not many.
I'll watch it, and I ain't worried about it too much. It's not like I don't watch it or nothing like that.
You'll have to watch it, but it's going to be a really fun season.
Yep, coming soon. It's in the very near future, it'll be out there.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So, let's talk about the future. If you have any near future plans or in your career of professional wrestling or, you know, a little farther out in the future?
You know, I just want to keep wrestling. I just want to stay healthy and be safe out there and continue to meet new people like I have this past year. I think that I've had a pretty successful year with the help of everyone at Mercury Pro Wrestling Academy and at Rocky Mountain Pro. So I personally don't want to leave Rocky Mountain Pro. So I'm hoping they keep me forever over here. I love it over here. But, you know, if other opportunities come up, I'm just excited to see where everything goes. Really. So.
And, have you heard of that, the Mae Young Classic that they're having? The WWE?
Yeah.
They announced a few names, but, you know, you got any favorites in there, or they got, I don't know if you've seen the list of the names they put out.
Yeah, I actually saw one that was a fake list.
Oh.
It was out before they actually released it, and I got really excited for some of the names, and then I realized it was a fake list. So then I got mad at myself because I got excited. So I haven't seen the new list yet, but I believe they're, I could be wrong, but is a good old Mia Yim in there?
I've seen that one. Maybe I was looking at the fake list as well, but I've seen that one.
Yeah, okay. So Mia Yim, I did a seminar with her and Marty Bell over at NWL, and I got to work Mia, and it was awesome. It was, like, a really amazing experience. And then watching her match with Marty was really fun. So probably Mia, and I got some of the Stardom girls and Lucha Underground girls over there, too.
Yeah.
That I'm really excited for. I don't know how to pronounce her name. I guess everyone can laugh at me. It's spelled I-O for her first name. So I always say I-O, and it's probably not right. But S-H-I-R-I for her last name, so I always say Shri. Anyway, she's awesome.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Yeah, probably pronouncing it completely wrong, but you know who I'm talking about. Her and Mia Yim are going to be my top two, I think.
And they have the other chick, Hairi Kojo. I mean, they're in Lucha Underground, but they're in the tournament, the Mae Young Classic.
Yes.
So, you know, I'm excited for them to, you know, to get their opportunity at larger stage. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Me too, especially over here where things are different. Too, you know.
Yeah. Would you like to wrestle in Stardom? Would you travel that far to wrestle?
Oh yeah, I definitely would. I would love to work. I would love to work overseas. Personally, I am a huge fan of Paige. So, from WWE. So I really would like to work with her family in England as well. But her mom does a lot of stuff over here with Shimmer, so maybe one day head over there.
Oh. Yeah, sounds... I mean, I'm glad that you're out there wanting to, you know, broaden your horizons and watching and, you know, learn as much as you can. It seems like you jumped into it and then you haven't stopped running.
Yeah. I don't plan on stopping, hopefully. I want to do this forever, so.
Well, that's very, very good to hear.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
we don't mind, you know, watching you as well. I mean, you're doing, for you to be on TV this quickly, you must be doing something correctly and, you know, them still giving you spots and watching, you know, letting you be out there more and more. So that means you're doing great.
Yeah, I mean, I'm definitely thankful for the opportunities I've gotten. And you just have to, like you guys said, you know, I started running and I don't really want to stop, so hopefully keep getting opportunities. But you gotta work hard to get those opportunities, so.
Now, you talked about your gimmick as being a nanny and stuff like that. I know you imagine you have thought of other gimmicks. What other gimmick would you want to play or be?
So originally I had a gimmick where my mom's side of the family is Native American. So I thought of like this Native American character who, you know, went out there and was just very quiet. Just a very quiet character who didn't really talk much, but said a lot with her body language and stuff like that. So I always have that in the back of my mind, you know, for different promotions if I ever need a character change. Who knows, maybe NWL that'll come out.
Or, you know, or if I could even suggest something, because I know that you're a pretty good fan of Star Wars.
Yeah.
Maybe you can be a fangirl.
I could. I also thought about being a Jedi.
There you go.
I have. I thought, you know what? I'm just going to get a robe and I'm going to be a Jedi out there.
That's cool. I mean, I know you think about, you know, all different characters all the time. It's pretty cool that you have something ready in store, ready to go when you want to change it up really quickly.
Yeah.
And, you, like you said, you worked for all these other promotions in Colorado and other places like that. Where's the weirdest place you had a match?
The weirdest place that I've had a match.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to have to go with one of my matches actually at Rocky Mountain Pro with Allie. It was a fight all night match. And we wrestled in a garden.
Yeah.
it's funny when you watch it back. My foot gets stuck in the gate, and I don't think people realize that. But I'm, like, screaming in excruciating pain, and Allie is not touching me. But my foot was stuck in the gate. So that's also the match where she tried to run me over with a truck, a bystander's truck. So I think that has to be probably the weirdest place that I've wrestled a match. Everywhere else, we wrestle at Rack House, you know, so I'm used to, like, the brewery and bar setting. The quarry is awesome. And then Colorado Springs wrestle in a gymnasium, which is really fun, too. And then at NWL, it's probably the coolest place I've ever wrestled. They are at the Scottish Rite Temple, and it's just an old building that has a bunch of character, and it has, like, opera seating and... It's really cool there. That's probably, like, the place that I wrestled where I was very awestruck. Like, holy cow, this is really awesome.
No, you said you had a bloody match with Ali Gatto. How'd you feel when you started bleeding? What was going through your head, like?
So, this is my debut on Charged. And it was actually my second match ever. So I'm just nervous, first of all, and it happens right at the beginning of the match. I get my nose broken, and I'm just gushing blood, and I feel it happen, and I'm like, oh, please don't bleed, you know, like, this is my first match on Charged, and, you know, they're counting on me, and then I feel it just running down my throat and my face, and I'm sitting in the corner, and I remember thinking, and actually, my merch shirts, this is the exact moment. And I have blood running down my face. And Allie, you know, has turned around. And I just remember, like, oh my gosh, please don't mess up the match, like, to myself. Like, don't mess up the match because of this. Like, do everything you need to do and, you know, just get it done. And she looks at me and realizes, oh, my gosh, she's bleeding a lot. I just remember, okay, please still come hit me, like, cause I don't know what I'm going to do. And she's, sure enough, runs and boom! And I'm like, okay, good. We're fine, you know. And then I was put in a hold, and I'm like, I'm sitting there, and I'm like, okay, you know, just a little left, just a little left. I was very tired, though. I'm watching that match back multiple times, and I thought I was like, oh, my gosh, I did it. That was an awesome thing. And I'm watching it back, and I'm like, wow, I am obviously exhausted from just blood loss and, like, oh, what's going on? But the adrenaline keeps you going. So I try not to think about it too much, but I was like, there's a lot of blood. Just finish the match, and we'll figure it out later. But it definitely was a cool moment because that was when I won the belt. So
yeah.
I think it made it even – it made it a bigger match than it even was. So.
And like you said, you now you've idolized it on your merch shirts.
Yes, exactly. My mom sketched one of the pictures that was taken. And I was like, you know what? That's awesome. I just want to put on one of my first merch shirt, because that was really when, you know, I went in the back afterwards and everyone's like, oh my gosh, are you okay? You know, and I'm like, I'm okay. Like, it's just a lot of blood. Like, I'm fine. And I'm like, all right, you know, my first match on TV and I break my nose. Like, I'm fine from here on out. If I handled that, then I'll be fine the rest of the time. So it was also a moment where I really realized how much I loved doing it, because, I'm gonna be honest, my biggest fear was breaking something, and then it happened in, like, my first match, and I was like, oh, it's fine, I'm fine.
So. Which is good. I mean, you said, like, you're more spiritual, and I'm spiritual as well, so it seemed like that was just set in stone that was going to happen. Like, you didn't want to break something, and you did. That was your first match, and you won the title, and, like, it was just perfect, like, the perfect story right there, just written out perfectly.
It was. It really couldn't have gone any better. And you never want to say, like, well, breaking your nose is a great thing, but, like, it was. It was a great thing for TV, for my wrestling career, for the fans, I think. I think the fans liked it. I hope they liked it.
I can say I did. I can say that I did. So there's at least one.
Okay, good.
I was, of course, there, and, you know, if I just had to, I was, like, kind of shocked. I was like, oh my gosh, because you know, like you said, it did happen, like, pretty much right away at the match, and I was like, wow, this was, you know, something. But but you did get rewarded pretty well for that match, so.
Yes, I did. First title. It was awesome.
And so now I'm not up to speed right here on Rocky Mountain Pro. You have recently dropped the title, or you still have it?
Yes, I recently dropped it. Charge Season 1. Our fight all night long match I lost to Aligato.
Oh.
But coming back for it.
That's good. I mean.
Yeah. It's fun. There's different stories in Season 2. I guess there's a spoiler for you. There's different stories, so it's going to be really interesting to see how much the fans enjoy this season, since last season was really fun, I think, for the whole locker room, not just the women's matches. I mean, we had tables on fire and people thrown through ladders and so.
And, yeah, all kinds of things. Expedition for mead and food and all kinds of stuff. So,
yeah. Oh, I'm getting some inside information now. This is what I'm talking about.
I know a little bit, but I'm gonna keep my mouth shut for everybody just so they make sure that they watch when Season 2 premieres.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if you want to get special insight, you just got to come to the tapings.
Exactly. And speaking of which, so I mean, think we're pretty much done with all the hard hitting stuff. Why don't you go ahead and plug yourself? Tell us where we can find you, social media, things of that nature. What maybe you have coming up in the near future for which events you'll be appearing at, things of that nature.
Yeah. So you can find me on Facebook as NannyACRMP for Rocky Mountain Pro. And I also, I know a lot of people don't do this, but I also accept requests on my personal page, which is Amanda Cole on Facebook. And then NannyACRMP on Twitter. I don't have an Instagram for my wrestling account yet. Yet. It is coming very soon.
Oh, sounds like you're probably going to get peer pressure on that.
Yes, I am. and then I will be at the tapings. Let's see, we got tapings not this Friday, but next Friday at Rack House in Colorado, I believe. Yeah. We'll be taping part of season 2 for the first time from Rack House, which, if you haven't been to a Rack House show, those are very different from the Quarry shows. There's a lot more leeway there, and you get to be right up and close and personal with us. The fans get to, there's no barricades, you get to basically touch the ring. So, I would definitely like to see a lot more people there. That is, I'm trying to look up the date so I can,
I believe it's June 23rd.
Alright, so you got me.
Yeah.
I just know, with my wrestling schedule, I just know every other weekend, Rocky Mountain Pro, and then NWL for the other one, and I just look it up when I'm there, so.
I get that. Well, I want to thank you very much, Nanny AC, for wanting to come on to What's on Fight for our Who's on Fight segment. You're a joy to talk to. So I know if I need a nanny that could beat someone's ass, I could call on you to for that.
Yeah, it's not a kid. I don't hit kids.
No. You could protect the kids by whipping someone else up.
Yeah, you just give me a call.
Yes, thank you very much. We do appreciate you coming on to What's on Fight. And give us a little bit of story behind Nanny AC.
Yeah, of course. Thank you, guys. It was really fun. Look forward to doing it again in the future, hopefully.
Yes, we would definitely love to have you back on.
Sweet.
All right, well, thank you. And we'll talk in the future, and I'll definitely see you in the future.
Of course. Sounds good, guys. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye. Bye.
This is Ali Gatto, and you're listening to What's on Fight on the Trending Topics Network.
All right. Thank you once again to Nanny AC for joining us on Who's on Fight on What's on Fight. Hopefully that's not confusing enough for everybody.
Yeah, she's a very nice woman. A lot of energy to want to do this. I like her, you know. I like the way she have done it, and I'm glad her family's backing her and all that other stuff. That's very good. But
And we get to find out that everything you do say does get into the locker room, but I think they get it. I think they get it. It's all being you know, a little constructive criticism and about the entertainment, and it's all in fun.
Yeah. I got more heat than the wrestlers there. She's, and then I'm glad someone mentioned that they're watching TNA. That's pretty cool.
Or Impact.
Impact.
It's gonna take a while for everybody. I keep on messing with everybody that it is Impact Wrestling, and I understand it takes a little while to get that name change sunken into our brains. Just like, you know, for example, if you talk to somebody that doesn't watch wrestling a lot, and you say WWE to them, they're like, what's that? And they have to say WWF. And then they're like, oh, okay. And then you have to maybe, hopefully they'll get that, you know, the name changed and they got the F out, you know, so. Yeah. It's still going to take a while. So, you know, I've got it sunken in my brain, but that's just me. So
And you know what? I'm just thinking about something right here.
What's that?
With you killing it in our pick'em league that we rarely ever talk about on this show, because this WWE talk. I'm going to challenge you right here, right now, to a Impact Slammiversary pick'em. It is on Fight, and I'm just thinking since Nanny AC is running on about it, it is on Fight.
So that's right, it is. So
you're able to
okay, all right, yeah. So okay, challenge accepted. So it'll be Finn versus Forth for Impact Wrestling Slammiversary 2017. I think that's their 15th anniversary. Yeah, and we can even watch it.
Yeah, you can watch it. It'll be available on Fight the same day, and then just get some wacky discount or whatever they're offering.
Yeah.
So
decided. Yeah, we're going to watch it, and since we're going to watch it, hey, listeners, we'd like to hear your guys' review as well, what your guys' thoughts are. So tweet at us, send us an email, everything you have. So if you guys are watching it, as well, we would love to hear you. So this is going to be a big one. So we're going to go ahead and put this out like right now. So it's on July 2nd, which is a few weeks from now. So yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, you're right on it. That's cool. I need to catch up. I'm behind on a few episodes, but I will catch up so I can beat the hell out of you. I'm doing good in the pick'ems. I haven't had losing picks. But I have not been putting a lot of points down because I think that's a waste at this time. So, but it's going to be straight up and down. And maybe we'll get like someone like Rocky Mountain High to have our picks so we don't see each other's or know each other's picks. Or maybe someone like anyone we gave a shirt out to. How about that? You guys are, we're going to send our picks to you so we don't know each other's picks. Cause I think we picked the same a lot because we both have winning records within our pick'em league.
Yeah.
You have more points.
Right. So what we can do is let's get a third party. We'll send our picks too before the event happens. And then we can just announce our picks before Slammiversary. And then we'll, of course, see how we do on our review. Right. How about that?
Oh, all right. That sounds good. We'll work out some more of the kinks and what would be on the line. What would be on the fight line?
It'll be, I don't know, it'll be the What's on Fight championship. I have no idea.
We'll think of something here. But if you want to get at me, it's simple, easy. I am on Twitter. It's finfishscu at gmail.com. Oh, that's Twitter. And then my Gmail is just at Gmail to finfishscu. We have a fight line, which is 702-907-3483, because I have the new chat one just burned into my brain. But at 702-907-FITE, fight. How are we going to find you?
All right, so you can find me on your Twitter machine as well. It's Mr. Spell that out, M-I-S-T-E-R. Put a 4-T-H in the middle. Finish it off with R-O-W. And you can also email me either at gmail.com or at whatsonfight.com as well.
And speaking of Lou Chat, my show, my single favorite show since, I'm single.
It's just amazing how it works out that now that the Lucha Underground is back, we get to work it in pretty much every episode, even before the end of the show.
Yeah. And that is Lucha Chat, where I, Finn Fish, chats all about the happenings within Lucha Underground. And we got the Dario Cuarto Cup coming up this week.
Yeah.
The start of that. And we got so much more to talk about within Lucha Underground. We got European Uppercut Podcast, a European perspective of all pro wrestling.
We also have the Spanish Announce Table that slams your brain through a table of wrestling knowledge, except for I don't think they've kind of changed things up with episode number 200. They don't really use that catchphrase anymore, but damn it, we're going to use him.
Or we could say Spanish announce table announcing wrestling in Spanish. No, I don't think they do that. We have WrestleCast live.
Live.
A podcast that has a serious discussion about the non-serious world of professional wrestling live.
Yeah. We also have, on the Trending Topics Network, we also have Wrestling Cheers and Hanging with Heavy. CFL Easy Picks should be happening really, really soon. They should be getting out there playing a little football, Canadian football. NFL Easy Picks as well.
Yes. Oh, NFL season is very, oh my gosh. You want to get some futures in? Let me know. I will put in some bets. No joke. You know, a lot of futures coming out. A lot of underdogs have been listening to a lot of sports radio and a lot of people getting picked under to win this season. So you want to get some futures in, even if it's $10, you can win a lot of money if your team makes it over the, you know, or under the wins that you had, suggested. But we also get into Legends on Siren FM, Eurovision Showcase, the Tux Experience, all beer inside. She'll still be all beers inside, but whatever. STFU, shut the fuck up. Odds On, which I'm going to be, I think we plan on doing one for SummerSlam, so watch out for the Odds On SummerSlam, especially if you're losing in the Pick'em League. I mean, I think you should listen to that show so you can know how to gain a lot of points during SummerSlam.
There you go.
Yeah. We get Select A Cart, Scubble Box Cast, and so much, much, and more. Every week someone's coming up with a great concept they want to try out on the podcasting. So they just put it up there, and, you know, if you subscribe to the Trending Topics Network, you will never miss an episode of anyone's show up there.
Yeah, and speaking of subscribing, if you are subscribing, don't hesitate to give us a 5-star review. It'd be greatly appreciated.
Yes, most definitely. Spread the wealth, get out there, you know, it didn't take much just to go boop, you know, push a button or two and you'll be good.
Exactly.
You don't have to leave a review, you leave a generic one, like, those guys, that guy Finn Fish is super cool, and then that's it.
Exactly.
But, it looks like I am completely done fighting with the nanny. It's his hate. Nanny of Adult Children. No, Nanny AC.
Nanny AC, yes. I'm good as well of fighting on Who's On Fight, on What's On Fight. So that's all we have to fight about this time. So until next time, fight on.
All right.
Like a Taliban, chuck it in, balled up your car. Get my eyes down, like I'm in a black bird car. Been through shit, yeah, it's a car. But now I make tunes say, shaka-laka-laka. Shaka-laka-la, shaka-laka-lee. Shaka-laka-laka-laka-laka-laka-laka me. If you check me, I check you. If they kick you, then I'll back you. Say something new, say something cool. Give you my time, but I ain't no fool. Aka-aka-I, break up with the jaw. Every time, so I'ma step to my toe. I fight the ones that fight me. I really love a lot, 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 but I fight the ones that fight me, but I fight the ones that fight me, I fight the ones that fight me, but I fight me. That fight me. Who's in town? Them not like me, men not like them. Da who Jin Dao. Instead of them, I got a newfound gem. Someone I can love up like men. That Obama needs to love up Chen. Like a hand-me-down sucker throwing bombs at a mecca. Call it good, we'll get money to get better. Keep your head down like a UNICEF worker. If you get hit, you can't question a fucker. How can I come out? Yeah, but yeah, but why? If I be the F, who the F be the I? If you met me, then you get me. But if you get me, will you get a fee? Shit's meant to be free, where's Bob Marley? Cause I won't turn my cheek like I'm Gandhi. I fight the ones who fight me. I fight the ones who fight me. I really love Allah. I really love Allah. I really love Allah. I really love Allah. But I fight the ones that fight me. But I fight the ones that fight me. I fight the ones that fight me. But I fight. The ones that fight me.